Daily Devotional Message from Mercyland Ministries, Friday, the 28th of March 2025. Topic: Faith in Action. Today's scripture: He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Romans chapter 4 verse 20, NKJV. New King James Version. Message: In today's scriptural verse, the Amplified Bible puts it this way: No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question, concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. In the same way that exercise makes your physical body grow strong, putting your faith into action through prayer and thanksgiving will cause your faith to grow strong too. I love what this verse says about Abraham. No unbelief made him waver regarding the promise of God. What does it mean to waver? To waver means to go back and forth. It's a very unsteady posture. Spiritual wavering is when we go back and forth in believing the promises of God. Wavering shows up in our words and actions. Notice this verse didn't say that Abraham never had unbelief or doubtful thoughts. It tells us that he didn't let those thoughts cause him to waver in his words, actions, and resolve. He took captive every thought and stood strong through his praise and worship. Remember, praise makes you stable, it makes you strong. Put your faith into action by thanking and praising him all throughout the day. Prayer for today. Father, today I choose to bless you no matter what is going on around me. I thank you for life. Thank you for breath. Thank you for provision, healing, strength, and joy. I praise you for abundantly supplying all of my needs so that I can be a blessing to others in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophetic Declaration. As human, when doubtful thoughts come to your mind, ability not to permit those thoughts to cause you to waver on God's promises is released to you. Holy Spirit power will make the words of your mouth, your actions and resolve be in proper alignment with God's word. Enabling power to take captive of every thought shall be yours. You shall stand strong through praise and worship. Every day of your life, you shall be victorious in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Jesus said, "Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done." Revelation chapter 22 verse 12, NIV. Are you ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ? Please give your life to Jesus. For prayer and counseling, email, WhatsApp or call Bishop Bayo Yusuf. +447 440084481. BishopYusuf@gmail.com. www.mercylandinstitute.org. www.mercylandministries.co.uk. God bless you abundantly.